Yep. Subaru. You know, that's the other thing, too. You mentioned only two dealers. You know, I've looked at it. I was talking to a guy at work. He's a pilot. Was in the Air Force, and those guys love Volvos. They're all over them Volvos. And he said, you know, they've had, you know, his and hers Volvo, because they were both in the Air Force, and they've had his and her Volvos for years. But they recently just switched to something else, and they said the biggest reason is it's just getting impossible. The Volvo dealer near them closed. And now if they got to get anything done, there's no local place that really knows Volvo all that well. And I got to drive all the way to the Troy Motor Mall, and they're up on the Upper East Side, you know. So, you know, that's something to consider if you're getting something. You know, I got that little Ford Escape, and it checks so many boxes for me. And one of them is, you know, if I got to get the brakes done on that, I can go anywhere, literally anywhere. I could do them in my backyard because every parts place, you know, around me has got all the parts for those cars. You know, and they're cheap, they're readily available, there ain't going to be any shortage on them anytime soon because there's just so many of those cars sold. So maintaining those cars, you know, long term is going to be a lot cheaper and easier than a lot of other cars. And so that's something else to consider when you're looking at vehicles. Now that, you know, that's not necessarily a domestic thing. You know, that could be, the same could be said for Honda Civics, right? Or whatever their big one is, the Accord, whatever it is, whatever their, you know, their car that they've sold, you know, a billion of everywhere. Tim?